This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, May 19th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Water bills get killed. Ag climate groups blast Newsom's budget, Prop 12 of the Farm Bill, and Torres Small nomination gets boost. Committees block water bills and others. Appropriation committees and both houses yesterday prevented several bills related to water from advancing. On storage projects, AB 23 would have set timelines for state agencies to permit projects. SB 861 would have capped the amount of time for legal battles over five major projects. AB 66 would have added more transparency for the permitting process. On setting targets, AB 62 proposed bumping groundwater banking by 4 million acre feet by 2040, but faced Sierra Club opposition. On water quality, SB 687 sought to block the state from building a Delta tunnel until it approved a controversial Bay Delta plan. On land grabs, SB 224 would have barred foreign governments from buying farmland. On drought, SB 262 sought supplemental drought pay for farm workers who lost work. AB 1044 would add another $100 million in drought and flood relief for agriculture businesses and still has a chance next year, though it's done for this session. Of odds and ends, another bill held until next year was AB 865. It would hold imported foods to California's environmental and labor standards. SB 709, another two-year bill, would cap carbon credits for dairy digesters. SB 12 would have bumped up the state's climate goals but failed to pass. Wine grape growers were also denied a request for financial relief to support employers with the cost of compliance from new COVID-19 workplace safety standards. Sustainable ag groups upset with budget plan. Small interest groups pushing for climate-smart practices in agriculture are disappointed with the governor's spending cuts. The California Climate and Agriculture Network, CalCAN, specifically decried pulling back $15 million for healthy soils, $40 million for water use efficiency, and $25 million for ag land conservation from the current budget year. Out of those, just healthy soils has funding for the upcoming fiscal year with $10 million, down from $85 million allocated last year. CalCAN encouraged lawmakers to pursue both taxpayer dollars and a climate bond to shore up the programs. CalCAN also wanted to restore funding for food hubs and urban ag programs. Small farmers? Well, the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, CAF, targeted flood dollars. CAF wanted to pull $5 million from a $75 million drought relief program for agricultural businesses, dedicating that money to the California Underserved and Small Producer Program would help farmers who have lost homes, equipment, and farms, the groups argued. The state originally developed the program as a part of a COVID-19 relief package. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Scoop. Thompson mulls using Farm Bill to override Prop 12. Lawmakers may make a run at blocking California from enforcing its Proposition 12 regulations on animal housing. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson tells AgriPulse he's considering putting a provision of the Farm Bill that would apply not only to Prop 12, but to similar state laws that regulate how food animals are produced. The Supreme Court upheld Prop 12 earlier this month, rejecting a challenge by the National Pork Producers Council and American Farm Bureau Federation. Thompson said, quote, "I'm very disappointed in these justices. It's very clear to me that interstate commerce, interstate transportation, that's at the federal level. No state should be able to control that." Thompson notes that similar provisions were considered in both the 2014 and 2018 farm bills. Take note, Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan told AgriPulse it's too early to speculate on a possible Prop 12 provision. The top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman of Arkansas, says he supports the idea. Glickman, leave work rules to the Farm Bill. Former Agriculture Secretary Dan Glickman says SNAP work requirements should not be a part of the negotiations over the debt limit. The problem with this debt ceiling is, by and large, the Republicans want to add a whole bunch of substantive provisions to a debt ceiling bill where there'd be no hearings, no legislative discussion of these kinds of things, he said in an interview for AgriPulse Newsmakers. It's not inappropriate to deal with it, the work requirement issue, in a farm bill setting, because some of the concerns may be legitimate, he said. Now keep in mind, Glickman was Ag Secretary when USDA wrote the regulations for the SNAP work requirements mandated by the 1996 Welfare Reform Law. This week's Newsmakers will be available today at AgriPulse.com. Ag groups push Torres Small confirmation. A broad array of farm groups are urging the Senate to act quickly to confirm Xochitl Torres Small as Deputy Agriculture Secretary. Torres Small is currently USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development. In a letter to Senate leaders, the group say, quote, "This confirmation will be a well-deserved reflection of Undersecretary Torres Small's commitment to rural Americans, not only through her administration of USDA's rural development mission, but through her work to improve economic outcomes by addressing challenges within the agriculture supply chain and country's infrastructure." Electric co-ops fight GOP rescission. The National Rural Electric Cooperative Association is appealing to the House Appropriations Committee to drop a proposal to rescind $3.25 billion in clean energy funding. The rescission of Inflation Reduction Act funding for electric co-ops is included in the fiscal 2024 spending bill Republicans pushed through the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday. The IRA funding is needed to, quote, "reduce greenhouse gas emissions while maintaining affordable, reliable electric service in rural America," says an NRECA letter to the full committee. "These projects will be designed specifically for communities we serve and will include carbon capture, energy storage, nuclear, renewable energy, and generation and transmission system efficiency improvements." Now take note, the bill also would rescind $2 billion in farm loan forgiveness provided by USDA and claw back $500 million in unspent COVID-19 funding. Well, here's today's He Said It. In some ways, this gives us a leg up on other states. That UC Davis engineering professor, Jay Lund, describing how California has always dealt with highly variable weather patterns, while climate change is now bringing such extremes to the rest of the country. Lund took part in a panel discussion yesterday hosted by California Natural Resources Secretary Wade Crowfoot. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, May 19th. Brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.